And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of E.L. Doctorow, born in New York City, 1931. His first novel, Welcome to Hard Times, a satire of the Western. His second, Big as Life, science fiction. It was his third novel, The Book of Daniel, that put him on the literary map, won the National Book Award. And Ragtime, which followed in 1975, was a bestseller, and he said, the easiest book that he ever wrote. His latest novel is Homer and Langley, based on the true story of the Collier brothers, who lived in a mansion in Harlem, gradually shut out society after the death of their parents, became recluses and hoarders of junk, 180 tons of it. The brothers died in 1947. Langley was crushed by an avalanche of their stuff, and Homer, who was blind and paralyzed, starved to death. E.L. Doctorow, like everyone else who grew up in New York, knew about the Colliers. He said, I wasn't the only teenager of the time whose mother looked in his room and said, my God, it's the Colliers. E.L. Doctorow, once asked about his writing routine, said, here's how it goes. I'm up at the stroke of 10 or 10:30. I have breakfast and read the papers, and then it's lunchtime. Then maybe a little nap after lunch and out to the gym, and before I know it, it's time to have a drink. It's the birthday of Barry Lopez, born Portchester, New York, 1945, grew up in Southern California and New York City, author of Arctic Dreams and Of Wolves and Men. It's the birthday of novelist Elizabeth Strout, born Portland, Maine, 1956, an eighth-generation Mainer who moved to New York. Her first novel, Amy and Isabel, made into a TV movie by Oprah Winfrey. Her collection of stories, Olive Kittredge, won the Pulitzer Prize. And in between those two books, she wrote a bestseller, Abide With Me. And it's the birthday of one of the best-selling poets of all time, Khalil Gibran, born in a mountain village in Lebanon in 1883, lived in Boston, and that was where the publisher Alfred A. Knopf met him, who then published Gibran's book The Prophet in 1923. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, Staying at Grandma's. Sometimes they left me for the day while they went, what does it matter where, away. I sat and watched her work the dough, then turn the white shape yellow in a buttered bowl. A coleus, wrong to my eye because its leaves were red, was rooting on the sill in a glass filled with water and azure marbles. I loved to see the sun pass through the blue. You know, she'd say, turning her straight and handsome back to me, that the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the uh-oh, I thought, studying the toe of my new shoe, and glad she wasn't looking at me. Soon I'd be back in school, no more mornings at Grandma's side, while she swept the walk or shook the dust mop by the neck. If she loved me, why did she say that two women would be grinding at the mill, that God would come out of the clouds when they were least expecting him, choose one to be with him in heaven, and leave the other there alone? A poem by Jane Kenyon, Staying at Grandma's, from Let Evening Come, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well. Do good work. Keep in touch.